Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday on it. Listen, it is June the 10th, 2022, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Now listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. That's GUBBARUM.com. GUBBARUM Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. The CEO of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. We do have two different flavors. One infused with vanilla and one infused with natural coconut. We have Gumba Gold, which is infused with natural vanilla, and Gumba Silver, which is infused with natural coconut. Please do visit GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Now listen. I know it's Friday. Y'all sitting behind your desk. Y'all ain't doing nothing but just waiting for the clock to tick down to 5 p.m. so you can leave. So listen, y'all just take out your little dusters, wipe off your desktop, your laptop, and your mobile devices. Listen. Put the keywords in on Facebook, if you will, Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I will greatly appreciate. Now listen. Choir, y'all sat down. Don't get crazy back here. I know the music, you know, they know the music getting ready to get queued up and start playing. So they all just stands up with their cups, you know, looking for a sip of Gumba Rum. But listen, I done told y'all Steve is down in New Orleans. So listen, y'all. Steve Gum, the CEO of Gumba Rum, is in New Orleans for the New Orleans Wine and Food Expo. He done just left me lost. He left me. I'm just as lost and confused as I can be. That man just packed up all his stuff. He took all the liquid. Listen, he took the Gumba Rum. He took the whiskey. He took the Tanqueray. He took the Grey Goose. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to have? Kool-Aid and Hawaiian punch? Is that all I can drink on today in water? You know, people get tired of drinking Hawaiian punch and water. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. I like to entertain. But listen. This show is a special musical salute and musical showcase. Y'all, for Kevo, Set Still, and Snap This. We got some good music. Listen. We're going to kick it off on Friday. Listen. And if there's time left in the episode, there will be a special hot mix for me. Y'all know, I like to be flaming on the hot mix. So listen. Listen, the first one that's being kicked off, this artist is out of Florida. He's born and raised in Florida. This is Kevo. And listen, that's Kevo, not Debo, not from Fridays. You know, everybody liked the movie Fridays. Debo, not him. I'm not talking about him. Listen, it's K-E-V-O-O, Kevo, K-E-V-V-O. All right, y'all got that? Listen, I know what I'm saying over here. Sit down, Mr. Magoo. Put your glasses on so you can see what I'm talking about. Now, listen. That is K-E-V-O-O. Now, listen, the song is called Better. And I really do like this. Y'all check this out. This is Better.
Kevo, yeah. I had a dream, then it turned into reality. I know that these niggas gon' be mad, they gon' be mad at me. Charge it to the game, I'ma charge it like a battery, yeah. And I ain't worried, cause I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. It gets better in the end. I had a dream, then it turned into reality. I know that these niggas gon' be mad, they gon' be mad at me. Charge it to the game, I'ma charge it like a battery. Yeah, and I ain't worried, cause I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. Trying to shine like a flashlight. Trying to chase a check, I'm just trying to get my bag right. Need a flight attendant, cause you know I'm about to take flight. And it's one for all, I'ma do it like I'm all might. In this life, yeah, you learn that it's a fucking lesson. Yeah, you know that it's a curse and it's a fucking blessing. Can't let my family down, no, I can't have them stressing. I had to cut some people off, I had to keep them guessing. Remember mama said, son, why your head down? Fighting with some demons, gotta get them out my head now. Bitches left on me in my DMs trying to beg now. And all I gotta say is I ain't worried, cause I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. It gets better in the end. now. Yeah, you know I had to find my way out. All that other shit, yeah, you know that shit played out. Smoke all this weed, it goes straight to my brain. I hate all the drama, it drive me insane. Let me roll another blunt, you know we bout to put it up. Mackenzie rolling stainless steel, you know he in the semi truck. Yeah, we turning up and we don't give a fuck, yeah. Yeah, I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. It gets better in the end. I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. I know it's gonna get better. It gets better in the end.
Hey, 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 hey. It's gonna get better in the end. Listen, y'all, listen. You know, and that's so true. That song is true to life. You know, we don't like to, but sometimes we got to cut folks off. You know, all that dead weight. And, you know, sometimes we drag folks out. You know, I used to say it like this. Now, listen. Y'all listen at me real good. Y'all listen at me real good. One time I taught a lesson. Y'all know mama give life lessons. So, listen. I taught a lesson one time about dead weight. And I said, dead weight is just like you got dead man bones on the back of your back. Listen. Now, when you got folks in your circle and they ain't doing nothing to help you, they ain't trying to encourage you, they ain't trying to do nothing. They just trying to stick around really to see what's going on. You know what I mean? They really just, they just knows it. And so I said it like this when I was teaching the lesson. I said, y'all, that dead weight is some bones on your back. Now, listen, you got a dead body. You can't, now listen, young man, Mr. Kevo. Now listen, I'm telling you. You cannot walk around in this life. Do you know how heavy a dead body is? Oh, my God. Now, listen, I ain't never picked up no dead body. But from what I understand, they say a dead body is some kind of heavy. You hear me? It's like you working out with 100 pounds of weight. So, listen, now, if you got people in your circle that's dead, and you got that dead weight on your back. You got a dead body on your back. You know how tough that is. That's making you really, really have to work triple the time. You know, you're working triple hard because you got a dead body on your back. So, listen, you need to cut off the dead weight. That's really what they're talking about. Because, listen, if you're trying to obtain a certain goal in your life, you're trying to do something, you're trying to get to your dreams, and you can't hardly get there because you got a dead person on your back. Now, let's just imagine if you got two people in your circle that's dead weight. That's some heavy weight. So, listen, not only do you have to fight through the challenges, because you're going to have challenges when you're trying to accomplish something, you are going to have challenges to get it. So, now, if you got two dead folks on your back, can you imagine how hard that's going to be? It's going to be a long time before you see that Skittle rainbow. You know that Skittle rainbow. You know what I'm saying. So listen, you got to cut that off. So listen, when you get rid of them dead people that's on your back, you'll be able to get to your goal much faster without the people. Because all they're going to do is go be naysayers, and they got something negative to say about everything. So that's, I like that song better. Yeah, I like that song better. So listen, it's real life. You know, we can relate to what he is talking about, and that is for sure. And I got some more music that's coming up from Kevo. Now, the next one, I got another artist, is Set Still. Set Still, yes. Setstill. And he calls this song Rent. Mm-hmm. Rent. Y'all heard me right. Rent. Did you pay your rent?
Real niggas in the building. Stand up. It's summertime.
Now, 12 long hours before the sun will rise. Drive them back to darkness.
Yeah. Tick tock, watch the time. I'm online to success. Still connected to the vine from the swag district. In your mind, back in time, Freddy with the Douglas. Nigga knees, nigga grease. Niggas roaming in the streets. Need the trees, need the breeze. Need to stop casualties. Man, our pigs, where's the bacon? Need a breakfast application, cause it's almost lunchtime. The cakes are amazing. Step aside, watch me work. To the side, to the clerk. Seinfeld, know the deal. Soup man is the worst. You look hurt on dirt, trying to soil my work. Hurt people, 6 feet beneath earth. Sad wounds, bad news, relationship issues. Make depression so essential, so my third eye view puts the world in perspective. Kinda epileptic, kinda dope too, but really I'm just pretending. So pretentious adolescence, and I'm never learning lessons. Not a question, if you don't mind, I'm making my investment.
It's your Mona. like my favorite place to be in the world. It's right by the mic. Beating my headphones.
Cashing in on the investments.
Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Now, 12 long hours before the sun will rise and drive them back to darkness.
Listen. That was the artist Set Still. Set Still, the name of the song was Rent, R-E-N-T. I got another one coming up from the artist Kibo. He is out of Florida, y'all, and he is doing what he do really, really well. Now, listen, I played the song Better, which was awesome. I can relate to that. I know we can all relate to it. We know what he's talking about because we've all been through what he is singing about on that particular song. And listen, I got another one that's coming up that's really, really bad, super tough. You're going to enjoy this one. This is by the artist Kibo, and he calls this one Mush Pit. You heard.
Kibo. Addicted to you, yeah, I know that it sounds crazy. Said you've been walking around not talking to me lately. You're running through my head right now. I can't even sleep, can't go to bed right now. You put my heart in the lost and found. You watch my tears go and hit the ground, and now I'm saying, oh, I gotta let go. Saying, oh, I gotta let go. I keep asking myself, how did I lose my baby? You said that you would hold me down. You gave me a smile when I had a frown. Said I was the king when I deserved my crown. I still stayed the same no matter who's around me. Now I'm saying, oh, I gotta let go. Now I'm saying, oh, I gotta let go.
Kibo, K-E-B-O-O, and this song was Marsh Pit. Y'all know what he's talking about. We done all been down in the dungeon. I call it the dungeon. We done all been down there before, you know, where you had your heart just stolen, broken, crushed on. So listen, that's the Marsh Pit. You hear what I'm saying? Listen. I ain't going to say that. I'd like to say something. I ain't going to go there. Sometimes people, now listen, let me tell you something about love. Sometimes, and this is really true, what he's saying about. Now, let me enlighten you on something when it comes to love and relationship. Because sometimes people, of course, really they do not intend to break your heart. Sometimes it just, you know, it just happens. Things don't work out and get your heart broken. Now, you can understand that sometimes people don't really intend on, nobody sets out to, well, I won't say nobody because I'm going to get to that part next. Sometimes it just happens. You know, things don't work out and you got to go your separate ways. And, of course, you get your feelings hurt. You get your heart hurt because you want it to work out. Sometimes one person wanted to work out more than the other one, and then the other one works a little bit harder because they really want it to work out, and the other person knowing it ain't going to work out, and they really don't want to tell you, this ain't working out for me. You know what I mean? And then you got people. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this story. Now, this is a true story. You know, Mama always got a story. Now, this is a real story. When I was working at DePaul University here in Chicago, one of my friends, one of his girlfriends, I was working in the finance department, and she was in accounting. We was right next door. And that girl, I learned about her something that I really didn't like. And I had dated this young man, but we didn't know this. Now, follow the story. I had dated this young man. His name was Jeff. Really, really, really nice. Really, really nice guy. Real nice. And he was ready to settle down, but I wasn't ready for that. So that's why it didn't work out. I wasn't ready. I was like, yeah, I ain't ready to go there, you know. And he ended up, as long story short, the young lady that worked in the county actually lived on the same side of town as Mr. Jeffrey. Ended up going out. They ended up dating. And I says, oh, wow, you dating so-and-so? Her name was Myla. Now, I'm telling you a real story. Her name was Myla. And so she ended up getting engaged to this guy. And she started letting me know what kind of girl she really was. She wasn't really studying about Jeffrey. Jeffrey was a real sweet guy. And I called Jeffrey. I said, Jeffrey, are you really dating this girl, Myla? And he says, yeah. I said, well, yeah, really? Now, this kind of person I am, I said, you really need to be careful because she does not really mean you good the way she means you. And I told him straight up. And he said, what? You know, he was just dumbfounded. He couldn't believe it. And so he really didn't say too much. And Myla, I was going to work every day. Myla was talking to me about Jeffrey saying all this stuff. She had got her ring. She was flashing her engagement ring in my face. Look, I got engaged. That girl wasn't even intending on marrying that boy. She just told me yes just to get a ring out of him. Now, I'm telling you, evil people can be. And I say, Myla, you really, that's not right. I said, you know that ain't right. So listen, she broke up with Jeffrey. She broke up with Jeffrey, kept the ring because that's all she wanted. And she went on about her business. I stopped being friends with her. And Jeffrey ended up calling me back. He said, girl, you know, you really was trying to save me from this. And I still kept going on. But long story short, she broke that man's heart, and she just did it on purpose. So listen, there's two kind of ways people get their heart broke. Sometimes people will do it intentionally, and that was a true story. And sometimes people, they really don't mean to hurt you. So y'all beware. You got vipers out here. You got vampires, all kind of people that want to suck the blood out of you. Now, that was a real story. I couldn't make up something like that. Now, listen, next song that's coming up is Snap Diz, and the name of the song is Backwards in My Head, and that's what she was. She was backwards in her head. Listen, this is
I'm so numb, I can't get out of bed.
Hey, that's backwards in my head, y'all. I am pretty much out of time. It has been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. Face more good music. It's going to be a party. Y'all want to be around later on. Going to get that flaming hot mix in for you. And it's going to be jamming. Listen, I got to get on up out of here.
You motivated.